the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and thank you very much for attending these podcasts. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the wonderful comments that we get. I hope that you're enjoying them. If there's anything that you want me to cover, then just drop me a line. We're really approachable. I'm just human, just like you. Come and say hi. Really appreciate it. But also, if you really love these and you want to go and give a 5-star review, or a 4-star, we'll accept those as well, then just pop onto iTunes and just go give a little review, because that really helps. If you're finding this information useful, chances are that other people will find it useful as well. They just don't know it exists, that's all. So if you want to share it, that's wonderful. So in today's podcast, I wanted to talk about self-sabotage and some of the things that stop people actually moving forward to getting results. And so when we talk about self-sabotage, we talk about what level are people currently playing at. So for example, if you're currently, let's just say, like these levels are arbitrary, by the way. There's no, you know, level 5 enables you to do this, level 10 enables you to fly, none of that. It's just arbitrary. It's just, where do you feel comfortable? It's just a way for me to explain, where are you on this scale, right? So there's no official scale, I'm just making it up. But if you're currently what you would class as being a level 5, and you want to get to, say, a level 7, and you cannot operate at a level 5 skill level, or strategies level, or mindset level, in order to get level 7 results. I hope that makes sense, because the only thing that will get you level 7 results is operating at a level 7 level. You've got to step up, and if you're not stepping up, so if your time management is pretty poor, that could be a level 3, you know, of time management. Well, in order for you to get to a level 7, and if you've still got crap time management, you ain't going to get to being a level 7. You've got to step up. If the way in which you treat people is below standard as well, then you've got to begin to expand that and begin to treat everybody better at all different levels, from level 1 to a level infinity, whatever Googleplex level it happens to be. A funny story about the word Googleplex, because that's where the word Google comes from. It's a Google in real terms, and Google, the search engine, changed the name a little bit. But a Googleplex, or a Googleplex, is an actual number, and it's so huge. I think a Googleplex has more atoms in the universe than a Googleplex can account for. So the number is that big. And my little kids, who are 7 and 10 now, the 7-year-old went to school, and she was telling her teacher about the word Googleplex, and her teacher told her off for being wrong, which I thought was quite funny, really. But anyway, look, if you want to be a level 7 person, then you're going to have to stretch. And if you're just doing level 5 stuff, you're not going to stretch to become a level 7. Now, this stretch will move you. It'll move you financially. You have to expand into being a level 7 area. So if you take a balloon, for example, and let's say the air in that balloon is level 5, okay? So if there's air in a balloon, it's level 5, and there's a space at the gap for level 6 and 7, the air doesn't just, like, hang out in level 5, does it? It expands into the gap. And another way of saying this is that nature abhors a vacuum. So what you've got to do is, if you start acting as a level 7 person, everything else will pull itself up to you being a level 7 person. But you've got to be that person first in order to get those results. You can't get those results and then be that person. It's the wrong way around. So this sort of stretch, we'll say level 5 to a level 7, or level 7 to a level 10, this stretch is going to move you financially. It'll move you emotionally. You need greater emotional control to be that person. If you're, you know, if you're doing 30 grand a year, the type of person that does £1 million a year is a completely different person emotionally. And if you go back 3 or 4 years ago, because you've grown since then, look at some of the decisions and some of the stuff that you were stuck with, and then look at how you'd respond to that stuff now. That's because you've grown, and you've grown emotionally, and you've grown mentally as well. And some people have grown physically, by the way. Unfortunately, as we get older, we tend to go from a level 7 down to a level 5, which is we put on more weight. And the weight that we put on is overweight, it's fat, in other words, instead of muscle. Whereas if you want to move up to being a level 9 or 10 person, you need to hit the gym. 3-4 times a week, do some cardio, do some weights, eat better. I definitely was operating on a level 3 level, in fact. And again, these levels are arbitrary, right? I'm just making these up just so that you can get an idea as to what I'm talking about. But, you know, a level 3 person eats donuts, eats the soup with 13 teaspoons of sugar in. That's the level of that which that person goes to. A level 5 person might get off their butt and go to the gym once or twice a week. I know people, they're level 10 people. Assume 10's a top level, shall we? They're a level 10 person. And they live, eat and breathe, keeping fit, building muscle, cardio, being healthy. Unfortunately for them, everything else in their life sucks. They're financially not doing very well. Their relationships aren't as good because they're spending all their attention on just being the most fittest person that they can be. So as well as you growing in your finances from being a level 5 to a level 7, you've got to look at your health, your mental health, really important. You've got to look at the way in which you treat people, the way in which you speak to yourself. It's really important. You know when you bang your knee on a sharp corner, like a bedside cabinet, and you bang your knee, and you, oh, my knee, and then you kick the bedside cabinet. By the way, I've done that, right? Who's not done that? You go, oh, I'm so stupid. I'm such an idiot. But like, we say these things to ourselves. You wouldn't dream of saying that to your children. Why do we say it to ourselves? It's crazy. Even saying it's crazy is wrong. We're human and we make accidents and it gets better, you know? So look, something else I wanted to cover as well. It's really important because I used to be in this section and I would just go for free stuff. I would try not to pay for things. I would attend webinars. I might buy a book, but I wouldn't pay for coaching. I wouldn't pay for training. And sometimes I'd negotiate courses for free and I'd go on the courses. And, you know, because it was free of charge, I wasn't really committed to it. Taking free stuff over time doesn't work. Look, if you're listening to a podcast, that's awesome. But most people will listen to a podcast because it's free. Would you listen to it if it was £10? Probably not for most people. So you've got to step up. And because it's free, your level of commitment isn't as high as if you had paid £10. Look, if taking free stuff worked, everyone would be a lot wealthier. It doesn't work. That's why it's free stuff. Because the amount that you invest in you from a financial point of view, you know, paying money for stuff hurts, right? The amount that you physically invest money-wise is pretty much directly proportional to your results. So if you've never financially invested in yourself, the chances are, it's all about probability, so, you know, there's always exceptions, but the chances are you're not the best you that you could be. The amount that you invest in yourself represents your level of commitment to the result that you're looking for. And I use this example on dating sites. People say to me, well, I've been single for 2 years, so, you know, I'm going to join a dating agency. And you go, which one is it? And they go, Plenty of Fish. And you go, okay, Plenty of Fish is a free one. I think you can pay to upgrade, but generally it's free, right? Yeah. Well, I'm not paying for it. Oh, okay. Well, how important is it to you to find a relationship, the man or the woman of your dreams? Oh, it's really important. So on a scale of 100, yeah, it's definitely 100. Okay, but you're not prepared to pay the £30-40 a month for it? If you're not prepared to make that level of commitment, why would you find the person of your dreams if you're being a cheapskate? It's just not going to happen. It's incongruent. Everybody knows it's not going to happen, and yet that's what people continue to do. And this is where we are with, like, paying for advice, paying for training, paying for ongoing support and coaching for people that do get the best results. So, for example, we've had a client, and they signed up, they paid the money, they came on board with coaching, and we booked their call in, like, 7 days from now sort of thing. And before we even got to that very first phone call, that 7 days was the most energetic 7 days they've had in months and months and months. Why? Because they know that as soon as they get that first call, every second counts because they're paying for it. That was the difference. We got to this call and they even had their first lead. Their first BMV lead, it was. Because they knew that I was going to ask them about it. And so literally, it's almost ridiculous as to how this works, but literally you pay the money and some of the results start to happen because you're now starting to take the work that you've been meaning to do for the last couple of years anyway, but never quite got round to because something else is in the way. But now you paid a couple of grand for it, suddenly, oh, it's much easier, right? Now, you always had the capability of doing that, but maybe you didn't have the motivation, but suddenly you pay your money out. Boy, you're motivated because you want to get that money back as soon as you can. But those people who continually try and get free information, they're going to remain where they are. Yeah, sure, they're going to keep trying different things. We're going to do one free webinar, then we're going to do somebody else's webinar, and then somebody else's webinar. We'll do a webinar on HMOs, one on rent to rent. We'll do one on BMV and flipping properties. And because they haven't committed, they're just continually going from webinar to webinar to webinar. And in their mind, they believe that they need more information. And actually, you know what? You've actually already got all the information you need. Because let's face it, we all know people who are, can we say, rather incapable? Is that a nice politically correct way of saying it? They're quite incapable, and yet they get tremendous results. And we see other people who are more than capable, and their results suck. And what's the difference? Well, it's not knowledge. It's not capability. It's mindset. One person just gets up and does it, and the other person, with all the knowledge and information and experience, can't get there for whatever reason. But those that pay accelerate their results. It's like, you know, it's just the way it is. Like, you might complain about that, and maybe that sucks, right? But that's why I continually pay for my education. I was adding it all up. In the last sort of, I'd say, 7 to 10 years, I spent about £122,000. I say about because we've pretty much got it right. Literally, that's how much money we've spent. And when we look at the amount of days spent, not only just at the event, but travelling, I dread to think how many hundreds of days that must be in the last 10 years. It's got to be over 1,000. It must be. Must be. That's only 10 days. It's 100 days a year, isn't it? Or up to 1,000. It's probably less than that when I think about it, but it's certainly over 700 because I'm continually going on training courses. Every training course I've ever been on, even the crap ones where I paid a lot of money, I still got something from and I got a return on that investment. Because the experiences that you go through while you're there, the people that you meet and the transformation that you get, that's what you're paying for. That's what you get out of it. Or you know what? You just keep doing it. The free stuff, like how many podcasts is it going to take for you to actually go and get your first property, your first rent to rent, increase your business, do a Facebook campaign? How many is it going to take? And people just keep doing podcast after podcast after podcast. And this is the other thing, is that people who try and do it on their own, they're far more likely to give up. Whereas people who are involved in a group or in coaching with an actual coach, like, I don't tend to yell at people. Because I don't need to, okay? They feel bad enough as it is if they haven't done something. They have this impression that I'm going to, like, be angry with them. And I don't get angry with clients. I get passionate with clients because I want the best for them. And I want the best for you guys listening to this, right? Everyone deserves the opportunity to be wealthy. And to go on holiday to Vegas or to go on holiday to the Med or go on holiday to China, buy a new car, live in a nice house, pay the school fees, not have to worry about money. It sucks having to worry about money. I've been there. It's awful. And you don't know, you know, you don't know where the next pound is going to come from. It's awful. I don't want that. I don't want it for me. I don't want it for you. And there's no reason for it. But some people stay in there, that environment, because they refuse to pay for anything. And it doesn't work. So look, whatever you're getting paid right now. So this is one of the things that people say to me. They say, well, I just want to be paid what I'm worth. Well, I've got news for you. You are currently being paid exactly what you're worth. And that may come as a bit of a shock to someone listening to this because you're like, no, no, but I just need my one chance. You've had your chance. You're in it right now. This is your chance. You're living life right now. You're listening to this. And I hope you're feeling some pain here. This is, you know, my job is to simplify things and make life easier. But I'm not there to try and, you know, make everything look wonderful when it's not. Your job is to get up and get the results that you want before you die. That's it. We're here until we're 80 or 90 or maybe 100, depending on the way science goes. You know, we're extending life all the time. But it's so important for you to understand we're only here for a finite amount of time. And in order for you to best get those results, you're going to need to step up. Okay, so that's the end of this podcast. It's quite an interesting podcast for me to record today because it's quite an aggressive podcast, I feel. But it's meant from a place of love, if you like. You know, tough love and all that. You know, sometimes we just gotta, with clients, sometimes we just have to say it as it is because they need to kick up the backside. That's real, it's authentic. This is who we are as people. you know, we want to love everybody, but sometimes you need a kick up your backside. And so do I, by the way. I need a kick up my backside too. That's just the way that we are as humans. So look, I hope you got a lot out of this. I know that people do. But if you are, just drop me an email. It's me at daniellatter.co.uk. Come and find me on Facebook. Tell me if you like them. Tell me if you hate them. Tell me what you would like to hear. And we'll do the podcast for you. All right, everybody. My name's Dan Latter. Stay well. And we'll speak to you next time. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.